Here. Good evening, everybody. Let's begin with number 290, Be Still My Soul. If you have your prayer bulletin, you have a copy of it there. So we'll sing Be Still My Soul. And let's stand as we sing Be Still My Soul. Father, we thank you that we can come to you tonight. We thank you that we can trust in you, that you are in control of our lives, you are in control of the world and the future, and we pray that you would help us as we come here to be able to be at peace and to trust you as we come to you in prayer. We pray that you would bless the prayer time and help us as we come to your throne tonight. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. All right, well, this has been quite an interesting week in our country. And if you have heard the news at all, you've noticed that there are some things going on that are very troubling. And started just a little over a week ago there in Minneapolis with the death of a black man who was under police arrest. And things went on from there to the protests all over the country. The protests now have spread to over 400 cities in all 50 states, as well as in other countries. and protesting the police brutality and things that go along with that. But what has really been so troubling this past week is all of the violence that has come along with that. And if you have looked at the news, you've seen the looting, the stealing, breaking into stores and just stealing things, and the violence that's going along with that. Saw a couple days ago what happened outside the White House, where the protesters were getting very violent, and I think a number of Secret Service agents were injured outside the White House. And I saw today that a car dealership in California has had 74 vehicles stolen because the looters have broken into the office of the dealership there, stole the keys, located the cars with the alarm system, and just drove off with the cars. And New York City has been especially troubling there. I saw today that the man in charge of the police union in New York City has said that cops in New York City are being told to stand down. He said that the NYPD is losing the city of New York, and we have no leadership in the city of New York right now. And he's calling on the president to send in the federal aid, the army, to put a stop to all the violence that's being allowed to go on. My aunt and uncle live on the south side of Chicago, about an hour south of the city, and heard from their son that I talked to this week that one night all the stores near them were closed because they had shut down the city there in Chicago and had heard that looters were coming out to the suburb areas, and the stores just all closed out of precaution because of the potential. He said there wasn't really too much that had come that far out of the city, but they were getting ready for it anyway. My other cousin lives in the city itself, downtown, and they were locked in. They couldn't go in and out. And I have another cousin that lives in Los Angeles and lives just outside the city and works in the city as a nurse. And so she was having some trouble getting in and out of the city. But we've seen some of the curfews go into effect in the cities. As of yesterday, governors in 24 states and Washington, D.C. have called in their state National Guards with over 17,000 troops activated to try to give some sense of order to some of these cities. In some cities, they haven't even done that, called in their own state's National Guards. At least 9,300 people have been arrested in connection with these protests and the violence that has come along with them so far, up until today, I believe, or maybe yesterday, that number was. But something else that's very troubling is it seems the other groups of people that are taking advantage of the situation. And we've seen this from the U.S. Attorney General Barr. Attorney General Barr issued a statement blaming anarchic and far-left extremist groups using Antifa-like tactics for violence at the protests. He said the voices of peaceful protests are being hijacked by violent radical elements. Barr came to this conclusion after being provided with information from state and local law enforcement agencies. And then we also have seen the president designate this radical left group known as Antifa as a terrorist organization, which it seems it certainly is that. And that's what that group does, is violence. That's how they accomplish their goals. Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, the current acting Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, has recently asserted that very heavy social media activity linked to at least three foreign adversaries noting that while they didn't create these divisions, they are actively stoking and promoting violence. And so what's really concerning is what we see being encouraged. Yes, there are people that are protesting what they see as brutality and some of the racism that they see. But yet there's other groups that are coming along and just inflaming it and really making it worse. And we see some of the officials, doing nothing to try to put a stop to it. And that's very troubling. So in light of all that, I'd like for you to turn your Bible to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. This psalm speaks of evildoers and the plotting of the wicked against the just and their watching of the righteous to slay them. And I was led to this passage again here recently as I was reading my Bible. Usually I read from my Thompson chain reference, and there's all these different chain reference topics there. So I was reading along, and my eye caught the topic of evil devices. So I looked that up, and the topic of evil devices in the Scripture. And this was one of the passages that I came to. And this is a psalm of David. And David knew what it meant to face evil devices, evil plans, and wicked people. And so I'm going to begin here just by reading the first part of this psalm. I won't read the whole thing, but first 15 verses. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the new day. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. We see here the reminder, first of all, that we need to guard our hearts and our emotional reactions because of evildoers. First word of this verse is fret not. And that's a word that doesn't just have to do with fear. It certainly includes that. But it's literally the idea of do not get heated. It's a word that literally means to grow warm. And it can even have the idea of anger. And we can easily begin to feel that way. As we look at the world around us, it's easy for us to begin to feel heated about it and to be emotional about it. But the Bible says here, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Why? Well, the reason is they won't last. Evildoers, from God's perspective, are like plants. And plants have a very short lifespan, usually. They grow up, and then for a period of weeks or months, and then they wither away. And from God's perspective, that's how evildoers are. They are temporary. They grow up and then they wither away. We need to be able to take a long view to see this. So we need to guard our hearts and our emotional reactions when it comes to evildoers. And then in verses 3 through 7, we just see our need to leave it all in God's hands. We need to leave it all in God's hands. It's not easy for us sometimes to just change our thoughts and our concerns, but we can redirect our focus. And that's what the psalmist here is telling us to do. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. To trust is to put our confidence in something, to rely on something. And every day, we need to make sure that our confidence is really in the Lord. At the same time, we have duties and responsibilities. It seems we're being encouraged to take care of those. Do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. Maybe the idea of staying where you are and fulfilling your responsibilities, fulfilling your duties. And then delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. To delight is to enjoy. Enjoy yourself in the Lord. We've gone through a period of time here in our country when it seems that, you know, many things that we enjoy have been taken away. And, you know, we don't have the same kind of life that we had last year at this time. And things are different. Perhaps they will be still different. But the Bible says we can still enjoy ourselves. How do we do that? In the Lord. Delight ourselves in the Lord. And He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That word is the requests. It's a word for petitions. It implies that we come and we pray to the Lord about things. And then commit thy way unto the Lord. Verse 5. To commit is to roll something off. Just the image of a great heavy burden upon your back, carrying something very heavy. And to commit it to the Lord is just to give it over to the Lord, to roll it off of your back, off of your shoulders, to the Lord. And the promise here is, He shall bring it to pass. You know, that to us, that sounds kind of almost uncertain. He will bring it to pass, eventually maybe. But the idea of bring it to pass means He will do it. He will accomplish it. The Lord will take care of it. There's a certainty there that He will act. And then we're encouraged in verse 7 to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Need to leave it all in God's hands. And the psalmist here, if you read the whole psalm, he keeps coming back to that. It's not surprising. But God wants us to come back to the fact that we need to trust the Lord. Our confidence needs to be in the Lord, not in our government. We will pray for our government and our country. But our confidence really is in what the Lord will do. And then the last thing I want to point out here is just that we need to remember how things will end up eventually. We need to remember how things will end up eventually. There's two groups of people, the righteous, those that know God. Verse 9 says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And then verse 11, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. But there's another group of people here, and the psalmist talks so much about them, the wicked. And what will happen to the wicked eventually? The wicked ultimately will not prosper. The wicked will be held accountable for their actions. We see what the wicked do, verse 12. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. I think we see that happening right now. In a greater way. But the Lord will hold people accountable. The wicked will be held accountable. And what does God think about all this? As God looks down How does God view the wicked and their power, all in their violence? Verse 13, he laughs. The Lord looks down and he sees the wicked man and sees him all puffed up and doing all these violent things, and he laughs. For he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Their bows shall be broken. There's not a single wicked person that will escape the justice of God. From our perspective, it may seem like it really takes a long time. But there's not a single wicked person who will escape judgment day before the Lord. And perhaps God would bring justice and bring judgment even before that day. But no wicked person will escape that judgment day. So we need to remember how things will end up eventually. We know how they're going to end up. And we can get very discouraged. We look around and see what's going on. But we know how it's going to end. And so we need this perspective, especially in these recent days and events. And every day we need this. So may the Lord give us the attitude that we see here in Psalm 37. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us to have the right attitudes. We look at our world here, we see these wicked people, the evildoers, people set on doing this and allowing this to happen. We pray you would help us to fret not, but to trust in you, to leave it in your hands. Help us to do this tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll have our prayer request time here. Make sure I have the right sheet. Did anybody still need a sheet tonight? A prayer sheet? So, okay, we'll go ahead and do our praises and prayer requests. And before I do that, maybe I'll just read a note here that came from Vicki Hall, who's Martha Livingston's daughter. She wrote a note to, it's addressed to Pastor Gossman, but thank you so much for the lovely service for Mom. Words cannot say how much I appreciate you for helping honor her final wish. And please thank all of the church members that helped feed all of us. Please accept this donation in Mom's honor. Thank you, Vicki Hall. So that was a note from Martha's daughter, note of appreciation. And we are also praying for some of our officials. It's a new month, and so there's some new officials there to pray for. And I have been trying to send a note to each of these people that we pray for, government officials, just to let them know that we're praying for them. And so I got a response back today, actually, from our Ohio Attorney General, who's Dave Yost. And the Ohio Attorney General is the chief law enforcement officer for the state of Ohio. And he's an elected official. And so we prayed for him last month, but he sent me a note back and just expressed appreciation for our prayers and thanks for remembering him. So I'll just relay that. And praises tonight. Put down a couple there. It's good to have Bob here on Sunday. He said his back was feeling much better due to the steroid shot he got. It was great to have Grant and Amy Margraf and their children here on Sunday. Also, Laura was here. Mentioned Brenda Scheiderer's work with the flower beds at church. Just thank the Lord for that. Also thanking the Lord for bombs, sanitizing bombs that we can use at the church. Thanks to Debbie. She was able to order us some through Highland. So we have a box of 12 now we can use in between services. Any other praises tonight? Any other praises you want to mention? things we can be thankful for, or answers to prayer. Any other praises? Yes, Pastor Ben.
Just a great confidence to know the Lord in these days, and to just the promises that the Lord gives, even the passage here tonight, and knowing that the Lord takes care of us all, so we don't have to. He's not been given a spirit of fear. So we thank the Lord for. His care for his own.
Amen. All right, anyone else? Other praises tonight? Yes, Ron? Right? Unspoken praise, sounds like. So, answer to an unspoken request. Yes, Ron?
Since this COVID-19 has happened, and I was out for 8 weeks, along with a lot of other people, things are kind of changed at work. Not the same people are together anymore. Different departments are split up, and you know, it's just a whole different routine and a whole different schedule for just about everybody. And also the uncertainty of what's going to happen in the future, especially with the company. The company seems to kind of be in a downsizing mode, and there's a lot of distress in the company. It doesn't really.
A lot of prayer requests there too.
It doesn't really seem very, you know, like a fun place to be. And you know, you don't enjoy your work as much, but the Lord has just really kind of laid on my heart to reach a few people that are very antagonistic to the things of God. And so I just I'm thankful that He's laid on my heart for that. I don't feel like a very good person myself, you know. And so, you know, the fact that the Lord lays that on your heart gives you more comfort. So I pray the church will help me to be accountable for these people. There's at least two that I have in my mind right now. And one of them I don't really work closely with, but the other one I kind of do work closely with. He's a person of the world and caught up in a lot of deceitfulness that's in the world. And I have an opportunity to work with him and stuff. I just pray that the Lord can reach him and he can become saved and know the Lord. And I'm also thankful for Jamie Castle, who. A believer. I don't get the chance. I used to be able to work with him more often, but I don't. He actually works in a different building, so I don't get a chance to talk to him very much. But he sends me a verse every day as part of his devotional. And it's just a real encouragement for him. He's had a very difficult life in the past, and he's turned himself around through the power of the Lord. He'll tell you, it's only because of the Lord and His word is at. And so I didn't know him in the past. But from what I understand, and from other people say, he's a different person. So I just am very thankful that I can talk with him. He's very gracious and very honorable and very, he sees things with the Lord. So, and I discussed with him. Same for you, a person there.
Right. So praise for some new people to work with and to reach out to at work for Ron, and also for Jamie Castle, a man that Ron works with. There's the fellowship there. All right, any other praises tonight? Yes, Jenny. Okay, Anna has a praise. Okay, Anna has her graduation tomorrow from kindergarten, so they are going to have an actual graduation. So, all right. Anybody else? Praises. Okay, prayer requests. Just a couple updates. Chris Boham's father-in-law, I think his name was Walt, is that right? Is hospitalized with COVID, and he lives in the area, I want to say Delaware, Sunbury, maybe. So she asked us to pray for him. And then we were praying for Jonathan Henning's wife, Rebecca. She's having surgery. Did she already have it? Do you know?
Still coming.
Still coming. Okay, she's got a mass in her lungs. And also for Jonathan as he's on hospice with cancer. Rob had asked us to pray for the family of Beth Lyons, I think her name was, classmate that had passed away. Pray also for Scott's business, the growth of that, iZone Broadband. And so pray that that would grow, and also a possibility of funding to help that growth. Pray also for Dan Cost. He's had several positive job contacts, but they're all holding back right now on the hiring process because of coronavirus. Penny Evans, she is doing well, it sounded like, and she does have an oncologist appointment on Friday for the cancer. Just continue to pray for Penny and her recovery from all that she's been through. All right, any other prayer requests or updates? Yes, Debbie.
Nephew Tracy Sager, Chris was his brother. He went to the hospital yesterday and his heart was racing really bad, and I guess he's had some issues with this and not said anything. So they had him up at Morrow County until last night, and then they took him to OSU last night, and he's there having lots of test stuff. But his heart rate was over 200, but they did get it back to kind of normal.
Okay. Tracy Sager,
that is Chris's brother, and his wife has been here to our church,
yeah,
I think.
Denise,
she works at the dentist's office. So pray for Tracy as he's in the hospital right now. All right, anybody else? Yes, Ron.
Karen and Jennifer, our prayers. Karen's, they both diligently looking for opportunities up here to work because they're really wanting to move back. Both of them have been quite a few contacts. And they're still actually holding school. They're actually having classes with students. And they got two young children. And so that's really hard to do that and have the online thing and then make all the contacts. They're really, really, really busy. So I did get a Larry, is it Fitch?
Well, yes.
Is that his name, Fitch?
Yes.
He did get a hold of me. I told Aaron about it. Aaron doesn't really want to be that far away, but I think Aaron's going to call him anyway. That's quite a ways away, but how the Lord works things. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, pray for Aaron and Jennifer Margraf as they are still teaching and also wanting to move back to Ohio. Pray for that process, finding a job. Jenny? Pearl has one.
Pearl has a praise.
Okay. Okay, for the puppies. We still have puppies. And we got to see Cassidy last night. We had a birthday parade for Cassidy. Was that last night?
Last
Monday night. They all run together, but it was just one vehicle parade. So, all right. Anybody else? Debbie.
For Mike tonight, the city of Westerville is supposed to have rioters come in tonight. So BNC works for the water department for the city of Westerville. They all have to stay over. Nothing they can do, but just for safety for them.
Okay, pray for Mike as he works for the city of Westerville, and they're having protesters, rioters, whatever, coming through. So pray for him as he's having to work more. All right, anyone else? Other prayer requests? Yes, Ron? Okay, pray for Becky and Ben, as they've not been feeling well. Okay, anybody else? Okay, still no cases at Bennington Glen of COVID, so that's a praise. Okay, anybody else? Pastor Gussman.
I talked to Vaughn this week, and he said that he's you know, declining in his abilities. He said it's becoming more, he's not driving near as much. So just continue praying for Vaughn.
Okay, for Vaughn Robinson, as he's not driving as much, declining some. So pray for Vaughn. All right, any others? Other requests? Ms. Gussman.
Jan Ferguson, every time I see her talk to her, she says,
okay, pray for Jan as well. She would like to be back in church. Pray for that. All right, any others? All right, so I mentioned our country. Need to pray for our country. You know, just pray for peace and safety for all the citizens of the country. Pray for our officials to be responsible. Pray for the evil agendas to be exposed, held accountable. We'll pray for revival in our country, and we're still dealing with a lot of the COVID cases and also the restrictions. And then the officials of the month, we're going with one of our two U.S. senators from Ohio, Rob Portman, this month. And then on the state level, praying for the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, Maureen O'Connor. In Ohio, those are all elected judges. So all those judges are elected, as opposed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those are appointed. But so pray for the Chief Justice here in Ohio. And then on the local level, here in the Morrow County Common Pleas Court, there's two judges in the Morrow County Court, and one of those is Judge Tom Elkin. So pray for those officials this month. And pray for our missionaries. So let's go ahead and divide those up. We'll go ahead and divide up tonight. I think we should be safe from corona. So I guess we'll let the ladies go in and use the room there if they can be far enough apart from each other, since we don't have too many ladies tonight. So most of them are in one family. So this counts as one, actually. That's one lady there. So one family, you know. Okay, missionaries, who can pray for the Kilmers and the Matias tonight? All right, Mrs. Gossman and the Studdards and Diana Boss. Okay, Ron, the Zartmans, Norma Helley. Anybody take those two? Hartman's, okay, Jenny. Then Cindy Grover and the Perez's, Debbie Crawford's, and the Ohio Bible Mission. Crawford's and the Ohio Bible Mission, Pastor Gossman, and the Hepzibah House, just in their transition as we still are supporting them through the end of July. So pray for them. I'll pray for them tonight. Okay, are there any unspoken requests? Unspoken requests? Okay, Ron? Any others? All right. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and divide up, so we'll let the ladies go into the